Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The technology field continues to move at a dazzling pace, with change felt across countless industries and every corner of the globe. Today, I want to walk you through some of the biggest developments in subsea cable investments, AI innovation, software, quantum computing, and more. Let's start with a topic that's not flashy, but absolutely essential. Subsea cables. Over the next few years, investments in undersea cable projects are expected to skyrocket, nearing about $13 billion between 2025 and 2027. That's about twice as much money flowing in compared to just the previous two-year period, an extraordinary surge driven by the global data boom. These investments are being led by the world's major tech players, Meta, Google, Amazon, and Microsoft, just to name a few. Believe it or not, these companies now make up around half of the entire subsea cable market, giving them unprecedented influence over connectivity. The focus lately has been on not just expanding existing systems, but gearing up our global infrastructure for new AI-driven data centers that absolutely demand low-latency, massive bandwidth connections. Take Meta's Project Waterworth and Amazon's FastNet. They're setting new standards for capacity and redundancy, showing just how vital subsea cables are for our interconnected digital world. As our dependence on cloud-based applications and real-time data exchange increases, these underwater arteries are now utterly critical. Of course, the staggering capital being poured into them highlights the competitive race to link continents and support technological growth wherever possible. Shifting gears, let's take a look at how artificial intelligence, and the way it's marketed and used, is also in the midst of transformation. Microsoft, for example, is giving its Copilot chatbot a makeover, not just as a productivity assistant, but as a lifestyle tool, especially aimed at younger users who don't think of themselves as techies. By enlisting influencers and making Copilot relatable, Microsoft is reimagining its strategy to speak directly to ordinary people, not just office workers or engineers. This move speaks to a broader shift taking hold across the entire tech landscape. Engagement is now as important as raw capability. It's simply not enough for a product or service to be powerful. It has to connect with users, daily lives, values and experiences, and that takes creative marketing. Along with that, we're seeing a fascinating new trend unfold. Human writers and content producers are starting to craft their output in ways that play nicely with AI, essentially optimizing human language so AI tools can respond more intelligently. Thought leaders like economist Tyler Cowen have pointed out that the boundary between what's written for other humans and what's constructed for artificial intelligence is blurring fast, reshaping everything from web content to how businesses communicate. This feedback loop, where humans tweak their language for AI, and AIs get better at replying, represents a major transformation in how we share ideas, educate, and market services. But perhaps the most inspiring AI development is its positive impact on diversity in the workplace. Recent research reveals that neurodiverse professionals, those with ADHD, autism, and dyslexia among others, report being on average 25% more satisfied with AI assistance than their neurotypical colleagues. That's a huge improvement, and suggests that AI can help level the playing field by supporting different working styles and cognitive strengths. By offering tailored help or reducing barriers to communication, AI is gradually opening up more equitable work environments for everyone. Workplaces that embrace this shift are not just getting ahead technologically, they're also making themselves more attractive to a wider range of talent. All these changes in AI are taking place against the backdrop of continued progress in software development, the tools that sit at the heart of our digital age. An example of this progress is the latest release of PyTest, version 9.0.0, which has made test automation even more intuitive thanks to support for subtests and a move to native TOML configuration files. These updates mean more robust, readable, and flexible code for developers, streamlining tricky testing tasks and ironing out bugs faster. At the same time, the Rust Foundation has introduced a maintainers fund, a groundbreaking initiative to provide stable, ongoing financial support for long-term contributors. This is especially crucial in open-source communities, where burnout and turnover are real issues, and critical roles can sometimes go unsupported or unfilled. Long-term funding means maintainers of vital codebases can dedicate serious time and expertise to keeping projects healthy and moving forward, which benefits everyone who relies on these tools. These trends in software development underline how much we've come to rely on community-driven innovation to build and maintain the digital world around us. The open source ecosystem, once a niche, is now at the core of vast numbers of services, businesses, and public infrastructures globally. This brings me to the topic of digital sovereignty, which has really heated up in Europe over the past year. Fundamentally, digital sovereignty means that countries or regions can exert real control over their data, technology infrastructure, and related services, instead of relying entirely on foreign, often US-based providers. In a world growing more fragmented by geopolitics and regulatory differences, Europe has started to get serious about building and supporting its own alternatives. SUSE, for example, is leveraging its European roots by offering a sovereign premium support package designed to reassure governments and regulated enterprises that their systems can operate independently of non-EU control. Meanwhile, competition is heating up as Red Hat, a major US player, tries to show its own commitment to EU sovereignty with the confirmed sovereign support offering. For clients looking for serious data control, the difference between US-based and European providers is growing sharper, and the demand for local expertise and compliance is only increasing. This shift has a massive impact not just at the policy level, but directly on the ground, as European governments and critical infrastructure operators make decisions about whom to trust with their most sensitive systems. In my view, the sovereignty debate is a sign of increasing maturity in the digital economy, as nations aim to build resilience alongside innovation. But innovation certainly isn't standing still, and one of the most exciting frontiers right now is quantum computing. NVIDIA, already a household name for its AI GPUs, has just made a bold move by linking those GPUs with quantum processors, creating hybrid systems that can tackle new classes of complex problems. This quantum AI fusion is expected to massively boost computational power, while making these advanced technologies accessible to research teams and developers worldwide. NVIDIA's breakthroughs are helping to stabilize and train quantum computers in real time, a key step if we're to see genuine practical benefits over the next few years. For companies on the edge of computational limits, quantum may soon mean breakthroughs in materials, science, pharmaceuticals, logistics, and cryptography. While true mainstream adoption is still ahead, making these tools easier to use and more reliable brings us that much closer to real-world application. Away from the cutting edge, the world of consumer electronics has its share of innovative moments too. Consider, for example, the Ruco U11MINI 4K drone, a compact, affordable gadget delivering professional-grade features to everyday users. It's a sign that creative tech, once only for specialists, is becoming remarkably accessible and democratic, whether it's for capturing breathtaking aerial photos or just having fun. Innovation here is about more than just price drops. It's about putting new capabilities, like advanced flight stability or seamless 4K recording, into the hands of far more people than ever before. This leveling of the playing field is mirrored by big names like Apple, who are reportedly developing new satellite connectivity for future iPhones. The idea is that in the future, your smartphone could stay connected to navigation and basic services even far from mobile towers thanks to satellites. That would be a huge win for safety, travel, and accessibility, and another signal that enhancing the user experience is the top priority for many consumer tech brands. Meanwhile, in software, the release of Open Document Format 1.4 demonstrates an ongoing commitment to open standards, something that quietly enables interoperability and wider choice for users everywhere. ODF 1.4, by making it easier for apps to talk to each other and by reducing lock-in to proprietary formats, shows how the push for transparency, collaboration, and equal access can shape the tools we use at work and at home. In an era when corporate and government buyers are waking up to the risks of compatibility issues and vendor lock-in, open standards are more than philosophical. They're practical and increasingly essential. The recurring theme, from the ocean floor to the cloud to your pocket, is that investment, innovation, and engagement strategies all work together to define technology's future. For businesses and organizations that are ready to adapt, these trends open up significant opportunities to not just survive but thrive and to reach new users across the globe. On the flip side, those who lose track of these changes or double down on old ways are risking more than just missed profits, they risk obsolescence. So my advice is simple. Keep a sharp eye on developments, embrace openness where possible, and look beyond the buzzwords to where value is genuinely being created. As the pace picks up even further, it's going to be fascinating watching all these forces reshape how we work, live, and connect as a global community. Thanks for listening.